USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton from yesterday's questioning of military leaders about the Afghan withdrawal debacle.
General Milley, it's your testimony that you recommended 2,500 troops approximately stay in Afghanistan?
Yes, my assessment was back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that.
General McKenzie, do you share that assessment?
Senator, I do share that assessment.
President Biden last month in an interview with George Stephanopoulos said that no military leader advised him to leave a small troop presence in Afghanistan. Did these officer and General Miller's recommendations get to the president personally?
They're not going to provide what they recommended in confidence.
Questioning of military leaders continues in Washington today. USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
Project Dynamo, a group getting Americans and Afghan green card holders out of Afghanistan, are reporting a U.S.-bound charter plane carrying over 100 Afghan evacuees, including Americans, was being held Tuesday at a United Arab Emirates airport after its landing rights were revoked. A Biden administration official told Reuters that it typically takes time to verify the manifests of charter planes before clearing them to land in the United States. Home prices are looking good for homeowners. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Home prices keep soaring. The latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index shows a nearly 20% jump over July of last year. It's the fourth straight month the index has set a new high. Phoenix leading the list of 20 cities with a 32% jump in home prices. San Diego and Seattle rounding out the top three. All 20 cities measured by the index posted home price increases in July.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The infrastructure and massive spending bill on Capitol Hill seems to be in limbo as the president cancels a trip Wednesday to gather support from lawmakers. Democrat Congresswoman from Michigan, Debbie Dingell on MSNBC, gives us her perspective.
I said that this was going to be a week from hell, and it is a week from hell. But I will also tell you that there is, I've been saying for weeks this, you know, failure's not an option. I will tell you Democrats are unified if failure's not an option. We've been having lots of discussion. People have lots of thought. I think if there's any failure, the White House is not having lots of discussions, but House members are talking to most of them. And there's probably great confusion about what the president really wants the House to do. And I think that is becoming a larger and larger and larger complaint, as I heard that yesterday from Democratic members on all spectrums of the line. But you have to have both bills. It is just very simple. You have to have both bills. Things that are in the bipartisan bill need what's in Build Back Better to even be completed, like removing, you know, the issue I'm really, one of the issues that I'm talking about this week is getting the lead out of all water pipes. Pediatric JAMA released a study showing that more than half the children in this country have measurable lead in their blood. Well, there's not enough money in the bipartisan plan to get the lead out of all pipes, which is why we need the Build Back Better bill. And I could go through a list of a lot of things, and then there are things like child care, etc.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.